Welcome back to WKOK Sunrise. Matt Catrillo here with you, joined now by the president and CEO of Evangelical Community Hospital, Kendra Auker. Kendra, thanks so much again for the time, as always.
Oh, thank you for asking.
Certainly times are turning for the better, it looks like, as of now, when it comes to COVID. We'll definitely get into that in a sec. But first, we just had the announcement last week about the moving of Sun Orthopedics and Selins Grove Imaging Center to the Susquehanna Valley Mall in those negotiations with the Family Practice Center. How did that idea first come about, and what makes this the best move right now for Evangelical?
Sure. So Evangelical has had a presence in the Selins Grove market for a very long time, and that area is certainly an area that we do a great deal of community work with, and the hospital benefits from that area, you know, greatly in caring for patients from that region. And so we have an office on 522 in Selins Grove, and then we have space at the Family Practice Center office there across from on Susquehanna Valley Mall Drive across from Sheets. So as they begin to shift Family Practice Center more of their business over to the mall, you know, the opportunity presented itself for us to acquire that building that we were already in. So we have Sun Orthopedics, we have physical therapy, and we have our Selins Grove Imaging Center in that space on Susquehanna Valley Mall Drive. So we made the decision to acquire that building, and we'll begin to look at other services we might locate there and bring some of the offices that we operate here, sort of have some satellite offices there. We're still exploring exactly what we do. But due to Family Practice's good work in the mall along with Geisinger, it was more convenient for the patients to be able to move the imaging center right there to where the hub of the work is being done. And orthopedics works so closely with imaging that it just made sense to co-locate them in that space. So, you know, we're delighted to work with Family Practice Center, get into the mall and have our services more convenient there for patients, and then look at other things that we could bring to the area that are not already offered. So it'll be a staged move, and until we finish the space in the mall, there really won't be much changing at the site there across from Sheets. But once we've moved into the mall, then we'll begin to do some renovation work there and look to really nail down exactly what services we want to bring into the Selins Grove market.
Now, having announced this, have you... Does anything change necessarily now with any interest you guys might have had in purchasing the vacant property now? What was the Country Cupboard?
No. I mean, I think from my perspective here in Lewisburg, you know, we own a lot of land contiguous to the hospital, and, you know, we expressed our interest in, you know, acquiring that property if we can. So that still holds. There's really been no change in that, and moving down more into the Selins Grove market has been our strategy all along. Certainly COVID complicated things in the sense that we were so fixated on just our day-to-day operations here and make sure we were meeting public need, you know, and we're glad to be back finally to looking at some of our other strategies and making those happen. But that does not change our expressed interest in the Country Cupboard property.
Well, getting on to things current right now at the current hospital, of course, and the main Lewisburg campus, it seems to be you guys are getting back to the operations as usual with everything kind of winding down a little bit from the big Omicron surge. Of course, there is some concern about the BA2 variant. We'll get into that in a second. But for right now, what is it like as far as the getting back to the operations as usual, and how much of a relief is that for hospital staff to be in this phase now?
Sure. Operations as usual for us is really getting back to kind of what it felt like pre-pandemic. You know, we think for a long period of time here we're going to be dealing with COVID patients. Today we have six patients in the hospital, two of them in critical care, two on a vent. That is a welcome relief for us compared to where we had been during each year's surge, you know, during the pandemic. So we're happy to be back to a more usual pace, and what that means is, you know, our visitation restrictions are being lifted. We're able to open up our ORs again and run our surgical services where we're doing all of the orthopedic cases and all of the other elective cases that we had to slow down on when our beds were being taken over by COVID patients, and we were still seeing all the other sick patients. So, you know, we closed down our testing site, you know, those types of things. We're running our vaccinations for COVID much more through the primary care offices and not necessarily running mass clinics and those types of things. So it's really beginning to have a feel more for what it was like pre-pandemic, although we recognize that as this moves along and hopefully we enter more what they call the endemic state, taking care of COVID patients will just be sort of what we do, along with taking care of flu patients and RSV patients and things like that. That's really what we see as getting back to more normal.
Kendra Ocker, President and CEO of Evangelical Community Hospital. When you get back to normal, you talked about having to still treat COVID patients for a long period of time may not be as dramatic as it's been as we've seen it before. How do you balance that, and do you still have to keep them separated? Is that something you guys are still talking about, or how do you think you work that as you maybe hopefully start treating COVID patients just like any other patient, like a flu patient that you just mentioned?
Sure. I mean, even when you have flu or other respiratory infections, much like COVID, you know, you do have proper infection control protocols. You still have to keep patients isolated, use different kinds of universal and infection prevention precautions. So those types of things will continue. You know, the air handling units are different in those kinds of rooms. So we see ourselves still having to do that, and that's very standard. But, you know, those patients can be in the hospital at the same time as they are today with other patients. It's just not the magnitude. You know, there's a lot of extra work that goes into taking care of patients when they are under those protocols. You know, you have to don and doff every time you enter the room. You know, it's a much more lengthy kind of process of caring for the patient. And so we're always going to have that, but it just allows us to, you know, working through other things and allowing more guests back into the hospital and just making sure you're keeping things separate. So, and much of what we're required to do, besides the medical and infection control reasons why, some of the things that we have going on are also driven by the fact that the state, you know, we're still under pandemics and emergency status. So, in order to continue to give out monoclonal antibodies and those types of things, you need to remain in pandemic status in order to, you know, meet the waivers that are granted to you to do those kinds of things. So we see for a while, you know, a very much of a balancing act with both. But hopefully the numbers are small. Like I said, today we only have 6 patients in the hospital with COVID, and so it's much more manageable.
Now, you mentioned the testing site is now closed. Is that still going to be as it was before? If you feel like you need to have it back, if the spread starts to pick back up, then you'll reopen it back up again like last time?
Yep, you're absolutely right. We'll just watch numbers, and if we need to open it up again, we're prepared to open it up again. And I think that's the piece of this that, you know, you maybe are thinking about, you know, our contingency plans if infections pick back up again. And I think, you know, we're now practiced for over 2 years of what it's like to see the ups and downs of this. And so we're very able operationally to adapt and swing to vaccine clinics and opening testing sites and, you know, surging areas of the hospital in order to handle higher volumes if we have to. But my hope is that will not be the case.
How would you classify right now the morale of hospital staff now that things have finally calmed down again?
I would say that the staff is tired. You know, it feels much lighter right now. You know, staff is appreciating the break. We're trying to get people who haven't had any time off some proper rest and time out of the facility. And certainly this time of year anyway in healthcare, there's a noticeable shift in the weather. And, you know, it's starting to break and people's moods pick up when you begin to see the light of day and, you know, it's starting to warm up. So I would say that morale is pretty good, but people are exhausted. And we still are challenged by staffing issues. You know, labor remains a challenge, so we still have traveling nurses on site, but we're using that instance right now to be able to give other employees and other nurses breaks and things like that. But overall, I would say morale is good right now. It's just the staff is tired, very, very tired.
I can only imagine, and hopefully we won't have to go back to this, but what would be the contingency plan should infections pick back up again?
We'll just swing back our full operations. You know, we'll go right back to, you know, managing higher numbers of COVID patients, moving staff around if we have to, opening up, you know, our testing site to streamline those processes so people aren't having to come into the ORs or overwhelm the primary care practices. And you know, we'll just go back into what we've been doing for the last 2 years. So we're prepared, but I'm highly optimistic that we won't see those kinds of volumes again.
With that, what concern do you have right now about the BA2 variant?
You know, I follow it, but you know, I think right now they're just studying it. You know, and I always say to people, the virus doesn't care about anything. Doesn't care about what you think. It's going to do what a virus does. You know, and it's going to keep mutating until, you know, everybody gets it or everybody gets vaccinated against it. And so it seems that even when they're finding and seeing, you know, some more contagion and that it's spreading faster, it's not as devastating to people, and they're getting through it much more with cold and you know, lighter flu-like symptoms. So that's our hope. You know, certainly it puts individuals at risk, at greater risk. But hopefully, again, you know, it'll just continue to do this until it burns out, and you know, you occasionally see some cases, but it's not significant. So I'm going to take the high road and remain optimistic that while we may see the numbers go up and down a little bit, it won't be overwhelmingly up and down.
And then finally, I know this question almost sounds like a broken record to you at this point, but what can we do to keep the spread low, knowing that the BA2 variant's kind of looming in the background right now? We're still studying that. Omicron cases everything's down from the Omicron surge. So what do we do now as far as keeping the spread low?
I think you just follow what has been being said by, you know, the Department of Health and by clinical leaders across the country and infection control practitioners. I mean, you just be smart about it. If you're not feeling well, you stay home. You know, if you've got a runny nose and a cough and you're not sure, you know, get tested. Or, you know, wear your mask. Keep yourself distance from people. Practice proper, you know, hygiene. Just wash your hands and, you know, cover your mouth and just be smart about, you know, how you're doing it, because we're not, you know, not out of the woods yet. COVID is still out there and it is still spreading. So just be smart about it. It's nice that it's a nice time of year again and we can be outside and doing things. You just have to remember that, you know, we're still in pandemic status and it's not been declared over or anything like that, even though we're all over this. It's not officially over yet, so we just need to be smart. So just use common sense if you're not feeling well and if you're out with, you know, large groups of people.
Well, it's certainly at least good to see, at least in the meantime, that you have some staff finally getting some time off, and even though they're still tired, but at least trying to at least get some recovery mode going here and see that there's some sort of normal going on here as we continue pushing through this. Kendra Ocker, President and CEO of Evangelical Community Hospital, thanks as always for the time.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And we'll be right back on WDKOK Sunrise.